The Labor Department spends $2,600 a week on elevator posters for its headquarters in D.C. House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Darrell Issa puts that number out and says the agency spent more than $600,000 on posters since 2009. Tom Shoup is editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine, and he is following an investigation by the committee on questionable spending at the Labor Department. Tom, is it fair to categorize this as a case of here we go again, or do we just not know enough yet?
Well, I think that we're getting to the point where we're starting to get maybe a little bit picky about the things that we're highlighting here and characterizing as being grossly excessive wastes of federal money. Certainly there could be things in here that are sort of questionable expenses, but it's also, you know, these are things in many cases that seem to me to be legitimate ways to promote an agency's work and to help engage its workforce, and that are coming under fire simply because we're in an era when people are just demanding absolute austerity from federal agencies.
I wonder if there's ever been any consideration of value proposition, that by making a big deal out of this much money, it hurts productivity to this extent, so that, you know, yeah, maybe it's not the best way to do it, but this doesn't quite rise to the level of we shouldn't fuss about that. It doesn't sound like that has happened.
Right. I'm having a hard time finding a big scandal here. And I should say, in the interest of full disclosure, that, you know, the person at the Labor Department, sort of at the heart of this, Carl Felicio, I'm not good friends with or anything, but I've known him for several years, and also Steve Barr, their head of communications, so I'm somewhat familiar with this. I really do think that, you know, when these things happen like this by agencies, there's a couple things going on. One, you're talking about people who are really committed to the mission of their agency and want to promote that and think the agency is doing good work. Also, they want to encourage employees to be engaged in the work of the department and feel that, you know, they're coming to work every day is a meaningful thing. And I'm not so sure that these are things that Darrell Issa necessarily agrees with. And I think that's where you have sort of a fundamental issue. And where I think we need to be careful is, you know, in just saying, thou shalt not waste a nickel of taxpayer dollars or do anything questionable or spend any kind of money on things internally, you know, you run the risk of ending up with a bunch of employees at these agencies who are just sort of burned out, not engaged in their work, and then you're in kind of a vicious cycle of not really getting things done.
Well, and you also wind up with a bunch of people who are afraid to do anything that might possibly, maybe, potentially get them in any kind of trouble at all from anybody, which is about the worst possible kind of workforce that you want to have, no matter what the mission of the organization is.
That's right. It really encourages extreme risk aversion and simply keeping your head down and doing whatever the minimum is that you're supposed to do. And I'm not sure that on the whole that's a government that we really want to have.
Here's some of the things that your colleague Charlie Clark lists in the piece about this. We have a link to that piece at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. 25 grand on entry fees for public relations contests from 2010 to 2014, or as much as $2,300 per application to win 83 awards. They won 83 awards, which, you know, that's not terrible. A $375 admission fee. You mentioned Carl Felicio to attend a ceremony in New York City. Weekly communications posters that I mentioned in the intro for 600 grand. Hiring the Washington Nationals mascot to promote an agency event, spending 100 grand to promote a book club. And again, I'm not suggesting that these are great ideas necessarily. I don't care about that one way or the other. But I don't see the millions or hundreds of millions of dollars that we've seen in other scandals, Tom.
Yeah, that's where I sort of come down to. Like, my reaction to this is sort of like, hey, this might merit a meeting where you say, hey, you know, dial it back a little bit, or we're going to cut the budget for this stuff in half, and that's great about the awards, but we don't need to apply for quite so many awards, and, you know, try to keep the spending as much under control as possible. Not oh, here, you know, we're going to be sending letters, which, you know, and launching what amounts to an investigation and a hunt for documents that's going to end up costing more than any of this stuff adds up to. It just doesn't, in the grander scheme of things, you know, we're not talking about money. If you did this across government, you're not talking about money that's going to make any kind of significant impact on the deficit.
Here's the other issue that I think this brings up. I think right now, if you ask people who work in the federal government, especially at the executive leadership level, Tom, to do a quick word association with Daryl Issa, the first thing that you probably get is IRS. Maybe you get some VA, although not to the degree that obviously the Veterans Affairs Committee has pursued VA. If he's going to go to the Labor Department and look, then the message, and I'm sure this is the message that he's intentionally sending, I'm sure the message that is being received is, we're probably next. And I'm not sure what that does overall for those kinds of things like we talked about the risk aversion.
That's right. I think it does sort of create this atmosphere that if you do anything short of just the bare minimum, that you're going to be possibly subjecting yourself to a congressional investigation. And that kind of atmosphere just, that has real consequences for the way government operates. Because if you are not making any kind of effort to encourage your employees to have them have a sense of camaraderie and a sense of mission, which I think is at the heart of what a lot of this stuff was to say, hey, we're all engaged in an important mission. That's not a trivial thing for a federal agency to do. That's an important thing to do, to have your workforce be engaged and effective and productive. And to take that away and to define that as all essentially waste is, over the long haul, I think, a mistake.
Tom Shoups, editor-in-chief of Government Executive Magazine. I don't think it would be hard, Tom, to find HR people either in government or outside of government to agree with you on that last point. I agree with you on that last point. I have not seen anyone from any department or from the White House at any level say publicly words to the effect of what you just said. And I wonder if that might be a disappointment to people in the government who are doing these things. I would bet most of these things that happened at Labor, as we've seen in situations like this throughout history, were done by somebody who thought, who had the best of intentions. And at some point, people are also going to get the impression that, you know what, nobody that's on my side, if there are sides in this, is going to stick up for me. So again, why should I take any chances at all?
Yeah, there are just very few people sticking up for federal employees or even for the mission of most agencies outside of, say, the defense.
They're not even doing it inside the agencies, from inside the agencies to the external people.
Yeah, or in the White House, for that matter. And part of that is the era that we're in. It's a, you know, it's a, been very tough economically. The deficit situation in government is bad, and spending needs to be reined in, so that there's a whole lot of factors working against this. But I think not enough attention is being paid to, you know, if you want, you know, what we're going about is something that's going to guarantee that government is going to be ineffective. And I don't think that's what anybody really wants in the long haul.
Well, and I think the message that people will take away is, it's not really going to be cool for me to work for the federal government if they're not going to stick up for me when I make a mistake.
Yeah. And if there doesn't seem to be any, if nobody's really making an effort to have me be engaged in my work and foster a feeling that, hey, we're involved in a larger mission here, there's something important that we're doing, then you're just going to have, you're going to continue to limp along and have ineffective agencies, and you're going to have things like the VA scandal, I think, come up.